Howdy, folks. They say George Washington never told a lie. I understand, though, that every time he told his wife he was going away on a surveying trip, she always looked to see if he'd packed his tripod. This is Truthful Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum this day before Washington's birthday to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, the legend is that George Washington never told a lie. But up in Burlington, Wisconsin, is a bunch of fellows there who don't do anything else but. That's where they have the famous Burlington Liars Club. And this year they had quite a to-do. It seems that another Liars Club up in Canada claimed that the Burlington champion liar was lying. They said the lie he lied was no lie. And that's the truth, too. And when the Burlington liar heard the Canadian liars say he wasn't lying, he said, that's a lie. But this year's champion lie, it wasn't too good a lie anyway, even if it was the truth. It seems, they say, some hogs died from lack of sleep. You see, their tails got weighed down with Dakota clay, and the weight of the clay pulled their hides so tight that they couldn't close their eyelids. Now, I happen to know that this really happened. Except they weren't hogs, they were sheep. And they didn't die from lack of sleep because when the weight of the clay pulled their hides tight, it just pulled the wool over their eyes. Well, as three times winner of the Winston County Liars Open, I hate to see some of these liar contests tainted with the truth. I got another crusade on my hands, too. You know, a couple of years back, everybody was saying, accentuate the positive. And now I have folks telling me I'm murdering the English language because I'm always compounding the negative. Like when I say, don't never forget not to offer none of your guests no double mint gum. Well, grammar experts to the contrary, that sentence is technically correct. And likewise, it makes good sense because the message comes through sharp and clear, you see. Pass around the double mint to all your company this weekend. Your guests will appreciate the double mint and know that you will, too. Well, while I sit back and think about my bad grammar, well, Paula Richards and the Jack Halloran Quartet will face up to Zing Went the Strings of My Heart.
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Zing went the strings of my heart. Was like a breath of spring, I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the strings of my heart.
Your eyes made rising blue again. What else could I do again? Keep repeating through again. I love you,
love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope to never depart. Here with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Sing it with the strings of my heart. Sing with the strings of my heart.
You know, I was speaking about our great founder, George Washington. He wouldn't have liked a lot of the everyday lying that goes on nowadays. You know, like when a wife says to her husband, I can't imagine why I married you. Goodness knows I had plenty of other beaux begging to marry me. Fact of the matter is, she met him at a summer resort, got him out in the middle of the lake, and tied an anchor around him and gave him his choice of plunging into the sea of matrimony with her or into Lake Okeechobee with an anchor around his neck. Well, the anchor man and the hollering quartet's going to lead the boys now singing Brother Will, Brother John.
You can't take it with you, Brother Will, Brother John. You can't take it with you, Brother Will, Brother John. It ain't no use, mister, after you're gone. You can't take it with you, Brother Will, Brother John. You needn't squeeze your coin tight in your hand. No place for small change in the promised land. It ain't no use, mister, after you're gone. You can't take it with you, Brother Will, Brother John.
Shake a leg here, shake a leg there. Laugh a little, grin a little,
spread a little cheer.
Brother Will,
Brother John,
Brother Will,
Brother Will,
Brother Will, Brother John. Why mope around with funereal faces? Whip up your nag and loosen the traces.
Take a little joy,
take a little pleasure.
Bow to the ladies, dance a measure.
Brother Will,
Brother John,
Brother Will,
Brother John,
Brother Will, Brother John. You have to leave it when the coffin lid's on. You can't take it with you, Brother Will, Brother John. Brother Will, Brother John, Brother Will, Brother John, Brother Will, Brother John.
Mighty fine, boys. You know, while the boys were singing, I was thinking what to say next. I was saying to myself, Pat, when they finish singing, say something about Double Mint. How it's especially good to chew after every meal on account of how the healthful chewing helps clean your teeth and aid your digestion. And what an easy, pleasant way to have your teeth get cleaner and your digestion get better, too. Well, I guess I've said it, haven't I? Chew Double Mint gum after every meal. And being as today is Poetry Day, I guess I'll say my next thoughts in rhyme. So many of you wrote in requesting this poem that for today's Buttram Bonus, I'm going to read again, The Boy Who Stubbed His Toe. Did you ever pass a youngster who had went and stubbed his toe and was sitting by the roadside just a-crying soft and low, a-holding of his dusty foot so hard and brown and bare and trying to keep back from his eyes the tears that's gathering there? You hear him sort of sobbing like and the sniffing of his nose, and you stoop and pat him on the head and try to ease his woes. You treat him sort of kind like, and the first thing you know, he's up and off a-smiling, clean forgot he stubbed his toe. Along the road of human life, you'll find a fella going slow, and like as not, he's some poor cuss that went and stubbed his toe. He was making swimming headway till he bumped into a stone, and his friends kept hurrying on, and they left him here alone. He's not sobbing, he's not sniffing, he's too old for sobs and cries, but he's grieving just as earnest if it only comes in sighs. And it does a lot of good sometimes to go a little slow and speak a word of kindness to the guy that stubbed his toe. You can't tell yourself, and there's no way to know when it's gonna come your turn to slip and stub your toe. Today you're bright and happy in the world's sunlight and glow. And tomorrow you're freezing and trudging through the snow. The time you think you've got the world the tightest in your grip is the very time you'll find you're the likeliest to slip. And it's mighty comforting sometimes I know. To have a fellow stop and help you when you went and stubbed your toe. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now here's Paula Richards singing a mighty pretty song, On the Street Where You Live.
I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, just to know somehow you are near, the overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I don't care if I can.
Thank you, Paula, and thank you, boys, in the Buttram Symphony. I'll see all you boys in the gym right after the program. Folks, we'll all be chewing double mint, too. I hope you'll do the same. You know, you can chew double mint just about any time or place. This is Pat Buttram, and I hope all your mothers will keep in mind that a pat on the back develops character if administered young enough, often enough, and low enough. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.